Let us worship God and sing to his praise from Psalm 98, Psalm number 98. And we'll sing the whole psalm to God's praise. Oh, sing a new song to the Lord, for wonders he hath done. His right hand and his holy arm in victory hath won. The Lord God his salvation hath caused to be known. His justice in the heathen sight he openly hath shown. He mindful of his grace and truth to Israel's house hath been, and the salvation of our God all ends of the earth have seen. Let all the earth unto the Lord send forth a joyful noise. Lift up your voice aloud to whom sing praises, and rejoice with harp, and voice of psalms unto Jehovah sing, with trumpets, cornets, gladly sound before the Lord the King. Let seas and all their fullness roar, the world and dwellers there. Let floods clap hands, and let the hills together joy declare before the Lord. Because he comes to judge the earth, comes he. He'll judge the world with righteousness, his folk with equity. Psalm 98, to God's praise. Oh, sing a new song to the Lord. Stand to pray. Our most holy and eternal, ever blessed God. Enable us tonight to approach thee in that spirit that would be fitting, to draw near to the living and the true God. Thou art the one who has created the world and all that is in it, and thou art the one who art sustaining the world, and thou art the one who, having spoken it into existence, will one day also be the one who will bring it to its final conclusion. For all things are in thine hands, O God, and man may purpose many things, to do what pleases himself and what he imagines is right in his own eyes. But ultimately, nothing can be done without thy divine permission. And so, O Lord, we tonight, coming together here, pray that we would come to thee with faith, with trust, with assurance that thou art doing more than we could ever ask or think for us, and that thou art fulfilling thy purposes, not only in the lives of thy people, but in the lives of each and every soul that lives in this world, even this night itself. And even, O Lord God, in this very city, where the vast majority seem to have little thought of thee, and in all the great cities of the world likewise, nevertheless, enable us to not fret at these things, but to be still and to know that thou art God. We know not, O Lord God, thy plan and purpose in how thou art fulfilling thine own will in this world, but we do know that thou art doing so. And so we have faith and trust in thee, and we cast all our cares upon thee with the full assurance that thou knowest us and that thou knowest our need more than we know ourselves. Grant to us then this night itself a prayerful spirit, that we would cast all our burdens upon thee. For thy people are those who have come to know that thou dost care for them. They are those who go through trials and tribulations that maybe they cannot share with anyone else. Indeed, they are, as the psalmist speaks of elsewhere, they at times reel and stagger like one drunk. At their wit's end they be. But oh, how we bless thee, that he goes on to say also that the storm is changed into a calm. This is thy work, O Lord. May thy people have that calmness of spirit tonight. May they have that confidence, a holy confidence, that where thou hast begun a work in their lives, that thou wilt continue it. And may they be enabled with assurance to say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. We confess, Lord, with shame that when we look at ourselves and consider what we are often astonished at thy long-suffering and kindness and mercy toward us. We are not what we ought to be. Indeed, O Lord, we are far removed from what thou would have us be. But yet we are, by thy grace, saved sinners. And look into that day when all the troubles and trials of this world shall be no more. We thank thee that in Christ our sins are forgiven. For every sin is an abomination, but some sins are more heinous in thy sight than others. But we know enough of our own sins, O Lord God, that according to thy word, we have learned that they are enough to condemn us to a lost eternity. But oh, we thank thee for the sacrifice, the blood of Christ, that cleanses from all sin. What an astonishing, amazing thing that in this very gathering this night, there are those who are able to know for themselves, Christ died for my sins, and he rose again for my justification. May we never tire, O Lord God, of meditating upon that great truth, and we never tire of telling thee how much we owe thee and what we would be without thee. So we pray that thou would encourage thy people here this evening, that thou would strengthen us in our most holy faith, that thou would remember the children. We thank thee for them, and pray that thou would bless them, O Lord, and thank thee for parents who seek to bring them up in the fear and nurture of the Lord. We thank thee for all who gathered this morning. We are encouraged, O Lord, to see, and not only the very young or the old, but also the teenagers and those who are attending the means of grace. We believe that there is no better place for them to be, and we thank thee for those who have encouraged them and given them an example in these matters. We pray that thou would remember the congregation at this time, and pray that thou would particularly prepare each for a coming communion time to remember our blessed Lord's death till he come. We pray that thou would remember them also as they seek to know thy mind regarding calling a pastor over them. Give them wisdom, give them grace, but also give them patience, that they would wait upon the Lord, not seeking to call any who are simply of their own imagination, but that they would know indeed each and every one that they are led by the Spirit of God in that serious and solemn matter. We ask now that thou would continue with us as we commit ourselves to thee and all whom we love to the ends of the earth. Thy cause in different places, O Lord, we pray for. Again, we think of the troubled spots in the world. O blessed Lord, won't they see, we pray, that the Prince of Peace is the only hope of mankind. While men and governments and those who rule over us plot and plan, help them to see that without thee with them, that it would all be of no avail. Remember us now together. Keep the enemy of our soul at bay. Keep our minds focused upon holy matters as we join together in singing thy praise, in reading thy word, and the meditation upon it. Hear us, accept us, and forgive us, and all in Jesus' name. Amen. Singing again, this time in Psalm number 89. Psalm number 89. And we'll take up the singing at verse 15. To verse 20. O greatly blessed the people are, the joyful sound that know. In brightness of thy face, O Lord, they ever on shall go. They in thy name shall all the day rejoice exceedingly, and in thy righteousness shall they exalted be on high, because the glory of their strength doth only stand in thee, and in thy favour shall our horn and power exalted be. Psalm 89, 15 to 20. O greatly blessed the people are, the joyful sound that know. the scriptures of the New Testament to the Gospel of Christ according to John and chapter 15. John chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except ye abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin, but now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Amen. May the Lord bless to us again the reading of his own inspired and holy word. We'll further sing to God's praise in Psalm 31. Psalm 31 and at verse 19. How great's the goodness thou for them that fear thee keeps in store, and wrought for them that trust in thee the sons of men before. In secret of thy presence thou shalt hide them from man's pride. From strife of tongues thou closely shalt us in a tent them hide. All praise and thanks be to the Lord, For he hath magnified his wondrous love to me within a city fortified. And so on, Psalm 31 from verse 19 to the end of the psalm. How great's the goodness thou for them that fear thee keepst in store.